Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, November 23, 2020. This morning I will talk about God's attributes. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for creating heaven and earth, for creating all that is, that was, and that is to come, for creating things seen and unseen. We praise you for sharing yourself in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, our role model in life, redeemer in death, and hope for the future. We praise you for the Holy Spirit who is present with us, showering us with spiritual gifts and sustaining all things. Open our hearts, illumine our minds, strengthen our hands in your service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Psalm 19, verses 2 and 3, we read, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, or are there words, whose voice is not heard." When I was young, I wanted to be a pilot. I learned to read a map, work with a compass, and navigate by the stars in pursuit of my goal. The idea that God could use a star to guide the wise man to the baby Jesus fascinated me. Equally fascinating is how God reveals himself to us in the creation story. The Bible starts telling us that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This is Genesis 1:1. What do these simple words tell us about God? The phrase, "in the beginning," tells us that God is eternal. If creation has a beginning, then it must also have an end. This implies that creation is not eternal, but the God who created it must be. If our eternal God created time, both the beginning and the end, then everything God created belongs to God. Just as the potter is master over the pottery he makes, God is sovereign over creation. God did not win creation in an arm wrestling match, or buy it online, or find it on the street. He created it. God is a worker. God's sovereignty is reinforced in the second half of the sentence, when it says, "God created the heavens and the earth." Here, heaven and earth form a poetic construction called a merism. A merism is a literary device that can be compared to defining a line segment by referring to its endpoints. The expression heaven and earth, therefore, means that God created everything. Because he created everything, he is sovereign over creation, and sovereignty implies ownership. So from the first sentence in the Bible, we know that God is eternal, and he is sovereign. We also know that he is holy. Why? Are heaven and earth equal? No. Heaven is God's residence. From the story of Moses' encounter with God on the burning bush, we learn that any place where God is becomes holy, in the sense of being set apart or sacred. Because God resides in heaven, it must be holy. Earth is not. Still, God created both and is sovereign over both. Genesis paints two other important pictures of God. The first picture arises in Genesis 1:2. Here the breath, or spirit of God, is pictured like a bird hovering over the waters. Hovering requires time and effort, suggesting ongoing participation and care for creation. The Bible speaks exhaustively about God's provision for us. Breath translates as Holy Spirit in the original languages of the Bible, both Hebrew, that is the Old Testament, and Greek, the New Testament. The second picture appears in Genesis 2, which retells the story of creation in more personal terms. As a potter works with clay, God forms Adam and puts him in the garden. He then talks to Adam and directs him to give the animals names. When Adam gets lonely, God creates Eve from Adam's rib or side, a place close to his heart. Genesis 1 and 2 accordingly paint three pictures of God: God as mighty creator, God as someone who meticulously attends to his creation, and God who walks with us like a friend. While the Trinity is not fully articulated in Scripture until the New Testament, God's self-disclosure as the Trinity appears from the beginning. The Lord's Prayer casts a new perspective on Genesis 1 when Jesus says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Because we are created in God's image, we want our home also to be modeled after God's. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.